This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It's a question lots of people in the industry have asked in the last week. Now that Cirrus Design offers a Garmin G1000-based avionics suite as an option on the SR22 G3, are Avodyne's days numbered as a Cirrus OEM supplier? Avodyne says it remains a Cirrus partner and cites comments made by Cirrus CEO Alan Klapmeyer during the introduction of the Cirrus Perspective at eBase. Klapmeyer said Avodyne is still considered the standard on Cirrus planes. Avodyne says Integra also has definite advantages over Perspective. Many pilots consider the Integra easier to use. It's 42 pounds lighter and $48,000 cheaper, which is significant even to buyers of a $500,000 airplane. Mikel Fournier's latest attempt to set three new world freefall records has suffered another setback. On Tuesday morning, the French skydiver's 295-foot-tall balloon decided to take flight on its own, somehow breaking free from its ties to the ground and ascending into the sky without him. Fournier had hoped to ascend from North Battleford, Saskatchewan, to 132,000 feet, then perform a supersonic freefall before opening his parachute at 3,000 feet. So far, balloons have been Fournier's nemesis. His attempts at the stunt in 2002 and 2003 both ended when strong winds tore his balloon apart before liftoff. Fournier's team reportedly has a backup balloon in Saskatchewan, but there's no word yet on whether the 64-year-old former French paratrooper will try again this week. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced on Tuesday that while overall employment at U.S. airlines is at an all-time high, 4% fewer pilots and 32% fewer maintenance workers had jobs in 2007 than in 2000. The decline is most dramatic at the biggest carriers. Not surprisingly, spending by network airlines for outsourced maintenance increased from 29.6% of total maintenance spending in 2000 to 45.3% in 2007. This really is big news. How often do you hear us report that the FAA is acting quickly on criticism from its controllers union and the union saying good things about the FAA for the quick action? Controllers at Newark Liberty International Airport complained of inadequate publication and awareness of new procedures instituted in December that were supposed to ease congestion at Newark and other New York metro airports. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association charged that pilots were confused when published procedures call for left-turning departures to the southwest from Newark Liberty, but controllers are now authorized to assign right-turn departures. FAA spokesman Jim Peters said, quote, "We looked at it and took action," unquote. He declined to elaborate. NATCA celebrated the FAA's decision, which came the same day the Record reported the story. Ed Kraft, president of the Newark chapter of NATCA, reacted, quote, "Only yesterday they said they weren't going to publish anything until they were finished with the airspace redesign. That could have taken years. That's insane," unquote. The FAA will send a notice to airmen outlining new flight patterns on June 5th. Then, July 31st, the agency will publish the chart for the procedures that pilots will use to update either their printed binders or electronic flight bags. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Galois predicts a better year ahead for EADS. Oil prices are on everyone's mind at Berlin this week. And NATA brings the flight release to general aviation. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll dip into the Aero TV archives to let you hear about two technological innovations available for general aviation aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.